Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome into the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen, he's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, one of our co-experts, will join us again very soon. I have a feeling very soon. Thank you for listening here today to get on the show today and ask Dr. Mike a question. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And you can listen to at RadioMD.com. We stream at RadioMD.com and GabRadio.com. Anytime Dr. Mike leaves the office, we hope he remembers to take his key with him so he can get back in the door. And is he back in the door?
No, he's not back in the door.
Okay. All right. He forgot his key.
He stepped out for a minute. He had to go to the restroom, so.
Well, that could be a while. I don't know, probably.
Oh, here he comes.
Okay, well, welcome into the show. Before Dr. Mike hits the airwaves, let me tell you what we're doing today. At 34 past the hour, our guest will be Dr. Neil Martin. Dr. Martin is the chairman of neurosurgery at the School of Medicine at UCLA. We'll talk today about brain aneurysms. And he is the chairman of neurosurgery at UCLA. And what a brain aneurysm is, how can it be detected, what are some of the issues regarding brain aneurysm. So that, what are the symptoms, what is it, how can it be treated, some of the symptoms, what medical attention needs to be done if you're experiencing some of the symptoms for brain aneurysm. And Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week will be coming up before the end of the hour. Let's turn his microphone on and see if he's there. Dr. Mike Roizen.
I am.
All right.
I am. And you didn't, so the first tip of the week, the first best real age tip of the week is cut your risk of Alzheimer's disease in half. And the second one for the second hour is get clean hands with, and we'll tell you what the best thing is to get clean hands with.
That's the Real Age Tips of the Week this week. Along the way, between now and the end of the full show, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist, and Straight Talk from the Docs in the second hour with Dr. Arthur Perry. And the very top medical news stories of the week. If we could cut back on salt, up to half a million lives could be saved over the course of the next 10 years. Gradually reducing salt consumption by, this doesn't seem like much, but by 4% a year, would put us at 2,200 milligrams per day by 2023 and during that time. How about this? 275,000 to a half million deaths could be prevented just by cutting back on sodium, sir.
Well, you know, if we cut calories by 4% a year for that same period of time, we'd probably do more than that. I'm still not convinced of the salt data. That is, when I look at the data on salt, it clearly is important for those with salt-sensitive hypertension, maybe all with hypertension. But for those without hypertension, it's not clear to me that it really would be a benefit. So I'm going to have to read this one more carefully.
Does the rapid of reduction from the current national average of 3,600 milligrams a day, is that likely?
Well, it's likely if we have rules, regulations, and or the processed food companies, which is where you get most of the salt, comes in processed food and bread, or if the processed food and bread companies really decrease it because the public demands it. I'm not sure that the public should demand it, and that's where, if you look at the original data, the data is pretty clear on people with high blood pressure, especially what we call salt-sensitive high blood pressure, but is pretty unclear if you look at it for people who are just normal folk, the 70% of us who don't have high blood pressure.
Now, even a 40% reduction over 10 years, that seems to me to be like kind of a daunting task.
Well, it is, but it's progressive. And so Campbell Soups, we should congratulate them because they've taken about 50% of the salt out of their soups. that still leaves them in a huge amount of salt, and that's one of the areas that processed soup, where whether it's Progressive or Campbell's, even when it says low sodium, it's got a lot of sodium in it. But it is, they've taken more than 40% out over the last 10 years at Campbell's. So there are ways of doing it. And in fact, all of us can do it, but those who really should do it are those with high blood pressure.
What about sea salt? Is that better?
It's better if you're a company selling it, but it isn't better for us as individuals. It contains a few more minerals, etc., and in that way is a little better, but we usually get those in drinking water anyway.
But so, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to also add that sea salt doesn't have iodine.
Yeah, so some sea salt doesn't have the iodine added, some does. And so you really need, one of the values of getting salt, if you will, is we started adding iodine to it, I think, in the 1930s. It's a great story. Goiter was a major problem, that is, increased thyroid disease from a lack of iodine, was a major problem that caused the birth of, in fact, the three great clinics, the Mayo, the Cleveland, and the Lahey. All were born because their surgeons, the Mayo brothers, George Kreil at the Cleveland Clinic and Lahey at the Lahey Clinic, all had great anesthesiologists who could anesthetize patients with this disease and wake them up safely, and they were great surgeons to combine with it. So that was actually the birth of those three were due to iodine deficiency.
So a bag of chips with sea salt's not a viable alternative then, right?
It's totally a viable alternative. It just doesn't help you.
All right. Folic acid. What do you know about folic acid and a connection to autism, Dr. Mike?
Well, it isn't just folic acid. This study just looked at folic acid and found a 27% reduction in autism rates if the mom took the folic acid at least a month before conception. In the other study, it was prenatal vitamins in general, 3 months before pregnancy, in both the man and the woman, decreased autism and autism spectrum disorder rates by over 40%. So it may be, this is the second of the studies showing that something in prenatal vitamins is beneficial. And as I told Bridget, who's in the potentially pregnant era, that's not that she is likely to get there. She's just...
We're hoping not.
Now, what does that mean? Hold on a second. Hold on.
That means she's between 12 and 50 and a female. So I said that every woman between 12 and 50 should probably be on prenatal vitamins, since 50% of pregnancies in America are unplanned, and autism is increased so greatly that that benefit is a substantial benefit. From just taking a prenatal vitamin every day.
I got excited. I thought we were going to break some news here today.
But... No way. Oh, my God. Maybe in 10 years.
Someone tell her mom to listen in.
Yeah, that would be quite an interesting. We're going to go to the break in a minute, but we have a guest on autism at 34 past the hour. Do you have any thoughts on that and that guest before
no,
we...
No, that's an aneurysm.
I'm sorry, rather not autism, aneurysm, right.
So aneurysm is these things in the brain that can bust, and I've got some good questions lined up for our guest to talk about how you spot them in advance, whether there's a family history. Since 50 to 70% of the people with aneurysms have no idea they have them.
Yep, they go undetected in a lot of cases, and there are symptoms, and there are aneurysms that have symptoms and aneurysms that don't exhibit any symptoms. So it's a pretty dicey situation. So we'll lay out the facts for you coming up at 34 past the hour. In the meantime, after the break, we'll run down some of the other top medical news stories of the week, how to be more productive, how to beat those midwinter blues. We are on the calendar anyway, past the halfway point of winter, if you live in a winter state. And fake pot. Fake pot's got some problems, too. Some of the top medical stories of the week. Stay with us. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Right Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized? Outsourced? Pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full-time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.